Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day five of our healthy fried recipes is my calamari untamed with a lemon aioli. I want to give a special thanks to my sponsor for this week, Mr. Victor M. Perez, attorney at law, 1304 West Center Avenue, Visalia, California, 93291. And for any of your law questions that you have, any advice you need from a good lawyer, call my friend Victor and tell him Chef Albert sent you at 625-2626. And our recipe is our calamari untamed with lemon aioli. Let's get started. What we're going to need first is my calamari tentacles and tubes. Now, what I love about calamari tentacles and tubes is you want to always make sure, if you can get the whole squid, that's the best thing to do. But if you can't, you know what's funny? The calamari steaks are actually not that bad. But the tentacles and tubes, there's just something amazing about them. And it's so much more fresh. So that's why I really like to, you know, get dirty when I'm doing my calamari. But we always want to make sure is we remove the beaks. Believe it or not, squids do have beaks. They're not birds, but they do have a little beak. We don't want to eat that. That's not appetizing, and that could probably be dangerous. So if you have whole squids, make sure to remove the beaks. Make sure to remove the ink sac. And all we want really are the legs and the body of the squid once we remove the ink sac and the beak. We're going to go ahead and clean those up, and we're going to dry those as well. And the best way to dry a good calamari or a good squid is to go ahead and put it in the fridge for about 15 to 20 minutes. And if you rinse them and everything, they won't be that fishy. They won't have that strong odor that sometimes the calamari usually has. And odor's probably not the right word, more than the scent. Odor's bad. Odor's very bad. Don't ever have odor, you guys. Then we're going to go ahead and we're going to add 1 cup of milk, 1 cup of flour, salt and pepper to taste. And that's going to be our batter. And what I like to do is let them sit in the batter probably for about 10 seconds before they go into a fryer. We're going to make our aioli. We're going to use 1 cup of mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, or we can use a whole lemon. Just make sure not to put the seeds in there. Very unappetizing, and they could break teeth, and I've seen it happen. Trust me. 2 cloves of garlic that we're going to roast. And the way I roast the garlic, you can put it right in the fryer, and you can technically fry it, which I guess isn't roasting, or you can put it in the oven and let it roast down. But regardless, we do need to have that garlic flavor because there has to be garlic in an aioli. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to mix it all together. Now, I'm going to give you the tip to the best calamari you've ever had in your life. 15 seconds, 375 degrees. Anything over 15 seconds is going to be still palatable. Anything over 20 seconds is rubber, I promise you. This is the best way to do it. For this and many more of my recipes, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.